We'll just try to mind the Lord and for a few minutes here. And which, if the well's dry, we'll do something else. Amen. But the Lord's been speaking in my heart even this late. Actually, while I was getting ready, I had to run in there and grab a notepad and just write down a few things. I started on Sunday dealing with the subject of renewing the inner man being renewed day by day. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I did Sunday morning, and of course I didn't get to preach Sunday night, but I want you to look in these verses. Let's see what we can come up with here. Let's look at, verse 8. We'll read just a few verses here. Verse 8 and 9. For we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. I like that. I think I'm going to read that again. I want the devil to know that there's another side. It's not just troubled and distressed and perplexed and persecuted and cast down. That there's another side. The first is the devil's intent, the devil's design, the devil's wishes. But there's a God in heaven that brings in the latter capability, and that is when he said we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Look at this. Cast down. We're talking about saved people. Cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. I like it. Verse 10. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Notice that. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord. Why? So that the life of the Lord might be made manifest. Where? In our body. Again, verse 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Why? That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which hath raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace, I like that, the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Our text verse, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Can somebody say amen right there? The things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Let's bow for a moment of prayer. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name that you'll help us, Lord, in the next few minutes to say nothing more, nothing less than that, God, which you would be pleased with. Help me to preach. Help me to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm dealing with the subject of renewal, the remedy for reversal, or just having the inward man renewed day by day. We wonder sometimes, I do at least, why it is that so many people are fizzling out and falling out and quitting. It is because, I'm talking about even some of them are genuinely saved folk that's getting overcome and overwhelmed and overtaken. And I believe that it's because of a lack of failure, if you will, of having the inward man renewed day by day. Now, I'm going to probably be preaching on this several services. It's getting bigger in me. I've been to pray, and I was praying, actually, when the Lord started working this in my heart, I was praying, Lord, let me get a hold of something like when you sent Psalms 23 through here, 9 messages on Psalm 23 that challenged and fed us. I said, Lord, let me get on something like when we plowed through the prodigal son in Luke 15. I don't know how many we preached there. Lord, let me get on something that fed us like and helped us and challenged us like when we preached 23 messages out of 2 Peter chapter 1. And the Lord began to work these things and still working these things in my heart on the renewal, having the inward man renewed day by day. Well, I want to just cut through some things and just deal. Number one tonight, I want to talk about the meaning of renewal. What does it mean? If I want it or if I'm needing it, the inward man needs to be renewed. I want to know what it means. Well, here's what it means. The word renew, have the inward man is renewed day by day. The word renewed means to make new again. To restore. I like this definition. To be made fresh. The troubles, and I pointed out Sunday morning when we preached started this, Brother Brad, that Paul starts out the chapter by saying, therefore seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Then again in verse 16, for which cause we faint not. Paul is God's man involved in serving the Lord, is showing us that there is a tendency to faint. But he said, there's been things that worked in my life to keep me from fainting. And I believe the key is having the inward man, that spiritual life, refreshed daily. How many of us do that? Most of us, and I cannot raise my hand on that, but how many of us don't do that? When I lose my joy, that's the failure right there. I don't lose my joy, Brother Carroll, because my valley's too deep and the river's too wide and the mountains are too hot and are tall and the battle's too hot and the burdens are too heavy. That's not why I lose my joy. I lose my joy when I lose focus of the condition of the inward man and I begin to focus on the outward man and its circumstances. Brother Craddock, that's where murmuring comes in. That's where complaining comes in. Complaining doesn't come from the spirit. No. Complaining doesn't come from the new man. Worship comes from the new man. Amen. Devotion and commitment and consistency and steadfastness comes from the inward man. Whining and complaining and murmuring and looking back and thinking about the leeks and onions of Egypt. Amen. That comes from the outward man. Amen. When I lose my joy, I'm trying to fight spiritual battles with the energy of the flesh, and the flesh will do nothing but fail when you're trying to carry a spiritual load, when you're trying to undergo a spiritual task. And he's dealing with having that inward man renewed, refreshed, rejuvenated on a daily basis. What would happen if every morning that was our first prerogative and priority to have the inward man refreshed? To have the inward man. And I pointed this out too on Sunday morning that if a person's not saved, you don't have an inward man. You don't have access to God's strength and God's power. Amen. You can't claim the promises of God. You can't stand upon the Word of God. You can't go in a closet and pray. You don't have the inward man. The only option you have is to deal with the troubles and conflicts of life with the outward man. That's all you have. And what's the outward man? The flesh. The outward man is the Adamic nature, the old human life. What is it hooked up with? Is it hooked up with God? No. It's spiritually dead. It's hooked up with this world. That's why when you have conflicts, troubles, and adversities come in your life, your outward man deals with it like this. You need to go get drunk. You need to go involve yourself with some wickedness. You need, amen. Right. But the inward man is how you deal with issues. Amen. Let me show you this. I'll probably show it to you again more in detail later. But in verse 8 and 9 when I read that. Look what it says. Well, let me back on up even further. Look in verse number 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now watch this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Earthen vessel is that body of clay, that physical human body. But on the inside, we have a treasure. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And then it goes straight into verse 8. We are troubled on every side. You see the two sides there? We're troubled on the every side. That's the outward man. Yet not distressed. That's the inward man. We are perplexed. That's the outward man. But not in despair. That's the inward man. We are persecuted. But not, that's the outward man. But not forsaken. That's the inward man. Cast down. That's the outward man. But listen, but not destroyed. That's the inward man. Bearing in our body, verse 10, the dying of the Lord. That's the outward. That's the physical. That's the body. We're bearing in our body the dying of the Lord. Why? That on the inside, the life of Christ might be made manifest. You'll never know that you'll never be able to know or get the goodies out of a banana until the outward is peeled away. I eat a banana this morning and I about had me a spell in the kitchen thinking, that's just like the flesh and the spirit. The outside ain't worth nothing, amen. But you gotta peel the outside away, brother. Amen. To get to the goodies on the inside. And so when we go through trials and we go through hardship and we go through adversity, yeah, God's not trying to kill you. God's not trying to hurt you. Brother Brad, you know what He's trying to do? He's trying to peel the flesh away. He's trying to peel back the outward man so that the inward man can break forth. Amen. Amen. Well, hallelujah. That's good. I like it. Praise God. Well, amen. Let me get back on that point because I want to at least preach that or some of it anyway. The meaning of renewal, to be restored. You know what that very idea means? To be restored means that I have lost ground. You restore what you once had, where you once were. Amen. And I want to tell you, the inward man, even the inward man, can lose strength. Amen. Even the inward man that is after God, created in righteousness and true holiness, can lose some ground. It requires, even the word renew, even in its very usage, shows us that the inward man needs maintenance. Amen. My salvation doesn't need maintenance, but my spirituality needs maintenance. Now watch this. Lord, give this to me while I was getting ready a while ago. Some of you wondering why I've got this battery charger up here and it's got two batteries on you. And some of you broke out in a hot sweat there a minute ago like, oh, surely He's not going to preach till all of these batteries die. And then He's going to put new ones in and preach till they go out. That's not why I've got this up here. Right here is a great illustration, if the Lord can help me with it. That right there is a great illustration of having the inward man renewed or recharged. Oh, son. Hey, man. But it means, the word means to be brought back into the condition of newness. That's why you don't ever have to get over being saved. God can daily bring you, and you can daily, and we're going to deal with that later on in one of the other messages, on your responsibility. What is it in this chapter that plays into you being renewed? It's right here. It's all right here, and it's more than I could preach in several messages, I'm sure, because it just keeps developing and getting bigger. But means to be brought back in the condition of newness. How many of us have been there? That's what revival is. Revival. You can't revive something that has never been vived. You can only revive what has been vived. Hey, to be brought back into the condition of newness, to be refreshed. To be brought back into a state of freshness. Amen. If you lost your joy, it'd be a good thing for you to start looking why.
Right.
Something is going on in your life. Something's got your attention. Something's got your focus. Amen. Something has crept into your life that's eating away, that's weakening the inward man. Glory to God. Why was it that Jesus Christ, hanging on the cross, Hebrews 12, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God? Had joy, Jesus? You had joy being crucified? You had joy of being persecuted? You had joy in spite of being hung there between heaven and earth in shame? Yes, he had joy, and you know why? It was coming from the inward man. He was right with God. You know why he had joy? I preached this here. You know why he had joy on the cross? One, he was defeating the devil. You have joy if you quit listening to and quit being led by the devil's suggestions. Amen. He had joy because he was defeating the devil. Brother Brad, he had joy because he was... He was doing the Father's will. It wasn't pleasant. Jesus didn't have joy because of the pain. He had joy because he was pleasing God. Hello? If we'd get more focused on pleasing God, then we would be escaping and evading ill circumstances in our life. Oh well. To be brought back in a condition of newness. It is a reconditioning, a rejuvenating, a revitalizing of the inward man on a daily basis. The outward man is doing what? Perishing. That means it's changing for the worse. I'm getting ahead of myself on another message, but it's not much there. We'll have to hit it several times over and over to get it anyway. The outward man, Brother Trav, is doing what? Perishing. Why would I want to follow after the outward man? Give the outward man what it wants when the Bible says it's perishing. And you look it up, it means to go from change for the worse. But the inward man, Sister Wanda, is doing what? Being renewed. That's right, the opposite. The outward man is changing daily for the worse. Yeah, that's right. Your human fleshly nature is not getting better.
Right.
Amen. You could put, as my sister used to call it years ago, bifume. You can put bifume or perfume on it. You can give it a bath. You can put a bow in its hair if you had hair. Amen. And it'll still be the old man, and it's still going changing for the worse. Changing for the worse. I thought, Miss James, I thought that the older you get, you'd finally leave that flesh behind. Not eradicate it, but you just kind of, it won't bother me as much. I won't be as tempted. But oh, I've talked to men much older than I, and they tell me, I said, preacher, you won't never get out of this world, the world of temptation and the world of temptation. testing and things of that nature. Amen. Listen, the outward man is perishing. It's going from worse. It's changing for the worse. But the inward man is being renewed day by day. That is, it's changing for the better. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Well, I've got to hurry if I'm going to get on my illustration here. Amen. Many today are getting weaker instead of stronger. They are reversing instead of going forward. They're getting more carnal instead of more spiritual. Why? They're following after the inward man. I mean, after the outward man. Can I say this, and you can agree or not agree, it don't matter. The majority of church-going people today live after the flesh. That's why church services, sis, you talked about it. That's why church services are so dead. Church services are so dry in the majority of churches. Amen. Is that most people walk after the flesh. They're more interested in the outward man, the outward person, the flesh that's hooked up with this world instead of the spiritual man. Renewed suggests changing daily into a new life. You get that? I'm going to give you this before I get on my illustration here. Renewed means, and it suggests changing. I told you what the outward man perishing means, to change for the worse. The new man is being renewed day by day. That is, it is also changing. That's one of the reasons I know I'm saved. I see that changing. Because that changing on the inside is changing me on the outside. It's changing my mind. It's changing my attitude. It's changing my desires. It's changing things, all that and many more. But watch this. It's changing. And one fellow says it like this, that it's really an exchange. The inward man is being renewed. It's changing into the better as you exchange the old life for the new life. For, amen, you say no to the flesh so you can say yes to the spirit. The new man is renewed as you exchange the old for the new. Well, you might have to meditate on that one to get it. But here, let me give you this. This is some of the stuff I wrote down. Lord, give it to me while I was getting ready. When's the last time Lord gave you something? You ought to have your pen and paper ready. I got it in the car. Amen. I write stuff down. If you don't write it down, it'll be gone. You'll lose it. Write it down so you can add to it. Not just remember it, but add to it. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in notes. I said, well, I'm glad God wrote it all down for me, praise God. Right here. Amen. God wrote it all down for me right here. I've had a fellow tell me one time, I don't believe in studying. I said, yeah, I heard you preach. I can tell you don't believe in studying. Amen. Paul studied. Amen. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel, which was a doctor of the law. Amen. And was taught. He was taught the word of God. Elijah and Elisha, they had the school of the prophets in the Old Testament. Well, amen. I don't know how I got on all that, but here we go. Y'all ready? Right here is an example of having your inward man renewed day by day. Everybody know what this is? Oh, surely you know what this is. How many knows what it is? If y'all don't get involved right here, it's going to be a long few minutes. It's a battery charger. It's a recharger. Amen. This is not a battery creator. It don't create batteries. It reconditions them. It recharges them. It brings them back to a state of fullness. A battery needs charging and restoring and refreshing. Or else it will do what? It will run down and eventually die. Oh, yeah. I wrote this down. A battery can be naturally drained. How is a battery naturally drained? It's drained first by neglect. Now, these batteries right here are fully charged. Had Brother Josh give me this back there a minute ago. Or earlier before the service started. Now these batteries right here are fully charged. How do I know? Because when I stuck my head over there and looked down at it, the green light was on. Green means go.
Right.
Amen. In other words, it was ready. If it's charged, it's ready. Right. It's ready for usage. But all I'd have to do, see, is for that battery, even though it's fully charged right now, is just lay it up. Just lay it up, let it be neglected, not use it, and just that right there in and of itself, over time, that battery will run down. Amen. Why even have a battery charger? Why even have something to recharge these batteries if you're not planning on using them? Most people, come on now, Preacher Rackley's preaching. Most people are not interested in having the inward man. Come on now. Oh yeah, we're in the house. Most people are not interested, Brother Silas, in the inward man being renewed because they don't have much intention on using it. Why charge a battery if you're not going to use it? Why be renewed in the inward man if you're not going to walk after the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit? Why? Why? Do you want to be recharged so you can have a goosebump? A lot of people that, oh yeah, preacher, I want recharged so I can shout. No, God's power, and that's what this battery is all about, is charging it to where it has power to perform, power to put out. Amen. A lot of people are not interested. This kind of preaching right here won't mean nothing to a lot of people because they're not interested in walking after the Spirit, living after the Spirit, because they're not wanting to be used. Listen to this right here. Another thing, not only neglect, just laying it around and doing nothing. Batteries are made to be used. You, the inward man, is made to serve God. Yeah. Here's another way. Another way it can be drained is too much time between charges. Too much time goes between charges. That's right. When's the last time you got charged up and brought back in that renewed, rejuvenated, refreshed state spiritually? You want me to be honest? It's probably been about, what time is it? It's probably been about an hour and a half ago since I got rejuvenated and refreshed and revitalized. Amen. You said, when was that? That was the first song of the service. You do remember that. It's not been that long ago. You remember we sung that and the Holy Spirit blew on that and blessed it. Amen. Go. How long you go between charge? I got to hurry or I'm not going to get this done. Here's your third way that you can drain a battery, and that's by usage. Just usage. Using it. Putting it to work will pull down and pull out what's in that battery. You need it charged. Just use it. Just facing life, dealing with life. Dealing with valleys, dealing with problems and pressures in life will drain the inward man. You need to be recharged. You need to be refreshed just simply because of the usage of it. Amen? Another way a battery can drain out is if there's something wrong on the inside of it. It can have a dead cell in it. Or, you know, of course, I'm talking car batteries. I don't know if these got cells in them or not. I don't know how they're made. Last time I checked, I hadn't tore one apart. But a car battery's got cells in it. And that one of them cells gets dead on the inside, or it gets dry on the inside. You know, it gets dry on the inside and it won't receive a charge. It won't hold a charge. And it don't matter how many thousands of dollars you paid for that car and how many bells and whistles it's got on it. Amen. It may do anything from brush your teeth to comb your hair and serve you supper. But if that battery dies, you're going to be sitting by the roadside begging.
Right.
Woo! Ain't that good? Here we go. Let me give you this. Batteries that are low And boy, this is good. Lord, give this to me. It fed me. Batteries that are low does not need to be replaced. How many times we've gotten low? Spiritually, the inward man got drained. And boy, I want to tell you, the wilderness walk that we're in will drain you. The heat of circumstances will drain you. Says what you was talking about. What got you in that situation was the draining effects of what was going on around you until God refreshed, revitalized, renewed the inward man. Amen. And it's been different ever since, thank God. You keep the inward man refreshed. It don't matter what's going on around you. You can handle it. You can make it. Oh, aren't you glad, hallelujah, that when you get low, Brother Preston, God don't throw you away. Well, yeah, they're low. They're low spiritually. They're low in their prayer life. They're low in going to church. They're low. Listen to them. They hadn't praised me in a long time. They're low. They haven't testified in a long time. They haven't handed out a tract in a long time. They're low. I guess we need to just discard them, throw them away. No, God says, I'll tell you what you need to do. You just need to get back in the recharger. You just need to be recharged. Glory to God, that's helping me right there. Listen to this. Low battery equals low performance or low output. If you don't have, oh, come on now. If you don't have much on the inside, you're not going to be able to put out much to those around you. Amen. Low batteries equal low performance output. Here's something else I wrote down. A low battery that is not soon recharged or renewed will soon become a dead battery. Are you low this evening? Spiritually low on the inside? Lost your joy? Lost your shout, lost your song, lost your worship, lost your drive, your desire, you've lost that, you're low. I want to tell you, if you ignore that, you'll go from low to dead. You'll go from, let me say it where you can remember it, you'll go from low to lifeless. And when that battery's dead, and it's been dead long enough, you can't even recharge it. And I believe there's people in church like that. You can have revival. I mean, God move, and people sit there looking at you like a dying cat in a hailstorm. I've seen it here where God had moved. I mean, it was so thick around here you couldn't hardly stand it. And there'd be people in the congregation absolutely unhooked at what was going on. Absolutely unplugged of what was going on. Have no. I mean, listen, just playing with kids and... I'm not talking about their kids. I'm talking about kids sitting somewhere around them.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Playing peekaboo in the thick of the glory. Waters to swim in and playing peekaboo with a kid. I believe I'd been in the altar saying, oh God, why are you... You're all around me and I'm not the least bit interested. I'm more interested in getting a giggle out of a youngin.
Right.
Hmm. Say amen right there. Well, here you go. Listen, low battery that is not soon recharged or renewed will become a dead battery. And dead batteries are useless. Watch this right here. If that battery right there was dead, guess what? Still looks like a battery. Still got all the outward features of a battery. Still even got the name of a battery. But it will do nothing that a battery is for when it's dead. Amen. Be dead, dried up. You can have the name of a Christian, name of a church member, name of being baptized, name of, amen, Bible believer. But if you're dead, you may have the looks, the identity, the characteristics, the features, but inwardly you're dead and useless. Amen. I'm telling you, if you ignore that low status. And by the way, Brother Brad, I know you're pretty good on this stuff. If I hadn't already told you that was full, you couldn't tell by looking at that. Could you tell? Oh yeah, preacher, I can tell by looking at this fool. No, you can't. The only way you can tell the status of that, and me saying it's full don't make it full. Yeah, right. But the only way they make testers. They make testers that checks the inside of that battery. Some of you might ought to give yourself some scriptural test to see if there's much on the inside. You may have the looks and the outward features and appearances of a Christian or a church member, but what about on the inside? What good is it to just be called a battery? What good is it to even look like a battery if there's nothing in you that can help others and work and be used? Amen. Listen to this. Well, yeah, they're testers. Now listen to this right here. I'm going to give you this and I'm going to be done. The meaning of it means to be refreshed again. I want to say that, to be refreshed. And you may not want to do that tonight. You may want to do that when you get home or whatever. But I suggest that you take your spiritual condition seriously. Amen. Right. And get recharged and get refreshed. Why? Because we need you. Let me ask you this. Do you need a preacher that's charged? Do you need a preacher that's charged and refreshed and the inward man is renewed and brought back to that state of freshness? Who wants to listen to dead preaching? Who wants to? I don't. I used to go to some preachers' fellowships and stuff, and I tell you, I'd leave in worse shape than I went. I'm serious. I mean, it was almost a joke, Brother Brad. I'm serious about that. I thought, surely, this is what was on my mind, Sister Betty. I said, surely that is not a sample of what they're preaching and how they're doing in their church. I mean, it's just a performance. I don't want that. I don't want that, Brother Carroll. I want to go beyond that. I want God to do something in your life. I want God to set the table for you. Amen. Boy, I about missed out on something very important. Thank you, Jesus. It don't matter if this battery is low, Brother J.R., and it's needed. It needs to be recharged. There's a need. And though here, how did I about miss that? And here, though there's a need, and here's the ability. And even though it can be in the charger, the need is there. Oh, come on now. Oh, yeah. Even though the need is there and the ability is there, it is no good until it's plugged in. Hey, some of you need to get plugged in. Yeah, where the power's at. Yes, you need to do that. Watch this right here. Watch this right here. You watching, Brother Silas? And I don't know how in the world I about missed this one. I'm just going to. You think that would charge? Oh, did you hear that? It's got to be in right relationship with the charger. Because you see this right here. You can use this in one of your things. I can't see it. I left my glasses up there. But on this right here. What is that? That's a plus. What do you know? I don't know if there's one on the bottom end. But on the other end, there's a negative. And guess what? There's one on this too. A positive and a negative. If you've got a negative, let me get my glasses on where I can see. I don't even want to give a false illustration here. Oh, yeah, right there it is. Right there, Elizabeth, is the way it ought to be. Positive at the top, negative at the bottom. It'll charge like that if it's plugged in where there's a current. where there's power. But if you get it reversed, even though it needs charging, it's in a charger, you can even have it plugged up where there's all kind of power, but it won't work. Why? Because you've got a negative turned toward God's positive. I ain't doing that. God wants me to do that? I ain't doing that. I'm not giving that up. You've got a negative turned toward God's positive. Or else, Brother Silas, you may have it like this. Let me get it right here now. No, I had it right. Had a negative toward the positive and have a positive toward the negative. God says, God gives you some negatives, thou shalt not. And you're positive about it. I ain't doing that. No. It's not going to work. Got to be in right relationship, Brother Ron, to the charger. There's a charging system. If you want, amen. Somewhere around here, Brother Obi, you used to work for Holston Electric. Somewhere around here, there's some. We get power from somewhere. Over at TVA, the steam plant. Is that where we get it? Have y'all ever seen the size of that place over there? Brother Preston, y'all know you've seen it. Is it a little bit bigger than that? Y'all say that, didn't you? Brother Brad, the power plant over there, is it any much bigger than that battery? Millions and billions and trillions times bigger than that battery. But if that battery is crossed up, even that power plant can't charge a battery that's got a negative turn to the positive and a positive turn to the negative. You've got to get your negatives right and you've got to get your positives right. Amen. And by the way, it takes both. It takes both. It takes those things in your life that's positive, and then it takes those things in your life as a negative. Those things that we don't like. It takes some of those things. Anybody else before we close, before we quit right here? How many more seen something else maybe about this illustration you'd like to mention? It'll short it out or whatever. Anybody else see anything? Lord just started giving that illustration to me. I was getting ready tonight. Amen. I remember we opened the floor for examples like that before, and we got a bunch of them, probably 25 or 30. Amen. Having the inward man renewed. Yeah. I thought about this, Brother Blake. Watch out for the corrosion. It can be hooked up. Everything's working fine. But where there's a connection, it can get corroded. And blowed fuses. Oh, boy. There you are. How did I miss that one? That charger will not charge a battery that is not a rechargeable battery. I'm glad the inward man is renewed. It's renewable day by day. Amen. That's good. That's see it. Yeah, it takes time. It takes time to charge a battery. Amen. It's not just some little quick thing. You just, okay, I'll run in there and pray a little bit and it'll be done. It's not always that way. Sometimes it takes a while to get right with God. Amen. Amen. All right. I tell you what let's do. I know I preached a little bit long tonight. Well, I didn't preach long. It's just I didn't get started till late. But I want us to just come and...